Pastor's Thoughts for the Bethel UMC for February 23rd in 3, 2, and 1. Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts, also known as the Word is the Way to Life. Who is the Word? Well, Jesus is the Word manifested in the flesh, and He gives us wisdom to be able to handle all life and guide us and strengthen us. And then He gave somebody also that came into this world, and He blessed them with wisdom, and his name is Solomon. And we've been doing a study in the book of Solomon, and we're already up to chapter 8, verses 1 through 9, as we continue to seek the wisdom that Solomon has given to us, as he has been blessed by many, many challenges in life, and when he had everything that anybody would ever want, and he came into this world, and God asked him, Solomon, what would you like to have? He said, well, I got plenty of money, I don't need nothing now, but I would like to have wisdom, Lord. And Lord gave him wisdom. And we pick up Solomon chapter 8, New Living Translation, verses 1 through 9. Hear God's word. How wonderful to be wise and to be able to analyze and interpret things. Wisdom lights up a person's faith, softening its hardness. And then he goes on to talk about obedience to the king. He said, obey the king because you have vowed before God to do this. Don't try to avoid doing your duty, and don't take a stand with those who plot evil, for the king will punish those who disobey him. The king's command is backed by great power. No one can resist or question it. Those who obey him will not be punished. Those who are wise will find a time and a way to do what is right. Yes, there's a time and a way for everything, even as people troubles lie heavily upon them. Indeed, how can people avoid what they don't know is going to happen? None of us can hold back our spirits from departing. None of us has the power to prevent the day of our death. There's no escaping that obligation, that dark battle. In the face of death, wickedness will certainly not rescue those who practice it. And then he says, I have thought deeply about all those that go on here in the world where people have the power to hurt each other. May God add his blessings to the reading and the hearing and the understanding of his holy and precious word. That's some wonderful wisdom. You know, my sermon entitled this week, A New Commandment, where Jesus commands us to love one another. And Solomon is saying, those in this world where people have the power to hurt each other. Jesus said, do unto others as you'd have them do unto us. Think about that. You know, there's a wonderful comedian in years past by the name of George Burns. I don't know if you remember him, but he was really, really good, him and his wife. Since Serenity, if you can fake that, he says, you got it made. To our surprise, the teacher, Solomon, in today's passage, partly agrees. Who is like the wise, he said? Who knows explanation of things? Well, Solomon continues to explore them of wisdom, but he relates to what he says specifically to the royal court and politics. The book of Proverbs also addresses these topics in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 2, chapter 26, chapter 25, 5, and 15, and 28, 15, and 16, and 29. Proverbs is a wonderful book also written by Solomon. So you can see these two issues in these verses. Is the king just or unjust? And to whom does the king listen to? Well, the passages that I read just a moment ago sketches a situation where the king is unjust, where a man lords over others to their hurt, Ecclesiastes 8:9, and following the NIV version, also a different translation that I use. But what if you are an official in the court of an arbitrary or easily angered ruler? What if you know what advice you should give, but you can see your king's not going to listen to you? Well, part of Solomon's teaching, and more importantly, his answer to keep smiling. He says, hide your feelings under a bright countenance. If the king decrees something unwise or unjust, don't express opposition. Now he says, obey the king's command. And since the king's word is supreme, you can say to him, what are you doing? Should you avoid consultation and confrontation and outright disobedience? But perhaps you can carry out the king's orders in ways which limits the damage that it may cause. You see, the wise heart will know the proper time and the procedure. Even rulers are subject to uncertainties of human existence. Yeah, because there is only one God, right? Even for rulers, it's true, wickedness will not release those who practice it. Maybe the ruler's ill-conceived plans will come to nothing as God's judgment comes upon the ruler. We see that a lot in some of these dictators or whatever. You know what happens to them eventually. Well, I digress. This is what wisdom may look like in the political realm. Pragmatic, shrewd, tactful, and willing to make compromises. You may conclude that. If this is true, then politics is an area where Christians should keep well away from. But, I love the buts and the ifs, consider the book of Esther, especially in chapters 4 and 8. Esther, and you know Mordecai, do not shrink from their engagement with the Persian governing authorities. Instead, they plunge into the thick of the Persian politics, acting bravely and skillfully, finding ways to work the system and save their people from destruction. If you note in particular how carefully they handle King Xerxes, they never criticized him or expressed opposition to him, and yet they achieved all their aims. And then finally, think about this. Whatever our response to the scripture passages that I read today, we should pray for all of those who govern us, and particularly for Christians whose God has called us to serve in politics. We are all called to different things, and some people are called to politics. And it tells us that we should pray for them. It tells us that in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. So, prayer is such an important part of our experience, not only with people and places and things. We can't control those, but we can certainly pray for those who are in authority over us, can't we? So maybe you've experienced situations like that and you found it wise not to say what you truly thought. James talked about that too, holding your tongue. You know, the tongue can be a, Well, if you had to engage in compromise with the benefit of hindsight, do you think that you were right to act as you did? I like what Jesus said. He said, test the spirit and make sure it's of me. And also, it says somewhere in there that we should think before we speak. I think that's good wisdom. So if you consider different texts like Isaiah chapter 7 and Jeremiah chapter 22, where the prophets confront the rulers of God in God's name, and also looked over in Acts chapter 5, especially verse 29, there, I think you should look and understand that we should stand firm and confront. And when we should, we sure to try our aims by going under the radar, if you would, as the teacher seems to advise. Wow! Wisdom of Solomon. I love Solomon. There's so many things in there that just makes you think about life and all the things that we get ourselves involved in and how we can work through things. He was a very, very wise person and a very good king. And so we respect the words of Solomon. And he also wrote the other, he also wrote Song of Songs. That's a wonderful love story right in the Bible. Well, anyhow, this is the day that the Lord has made and we're rejoicing in it. And we're praying for all the folks that we have on our prayer line. We come into what we call a prayer of intercession. You know, you don't need a 800 number, or you don't need a preacher, you don't need anybody to pray. Learn to pray for yourself, because it's simply just talking to God. And when Jesus said, go into your prayer closet, what he meant, go in a private place, a place where you can just sit and be still and know that he is God, and pour out your heart. I do it sometimes out in the, if anybody ever heard me, they thought I was crazy, but I just pour out my heart, because God knows my heart anyhow, and when I pour out what's in my heart and he knows what's there, he hears and he gives me answers, and he will do the same for you. But with that said, we close this segment with the prayer that Jesus taught by praying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hope and pray you had a wonderful day, and thank you for tuning in to The Word is the Way to Life. God loves you, and so do I.